Everyone has a career, whether you have a job or you're a freelancer, or even if you're a student or retired. It's all about who you are and what you do in this world. So to help us navigate the increasingly complicated world of career and life choices, Metro Morning's launching a new career column. We have with us career professional Mark Franklin, who's helped over 3,000 clients. He's a certified career management fellow through ICCI, the Institute of Career Certification International. So what have you got today for us, Mark?
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here. Today, I've got a story that follows one man's twists and turns into improv comedy and also includes a big lesson about failure.
That sounds pretty interesting, Mark. So what's it all about?
Well, I spoke to Klaus Schuler, who's the executive director at Second City in Toronto. He got a job at Second City in Chicago through a friend of his who worked there, but it's interesting to see what happened before Second City. He started out following his love of science into a university program in aeronautical engineering, but it didn't work out for him. So, like lots of university students, he tried computer science, music, theater, before finishing his undergrad years with a degree in English. He followed that with a graduate program in film, and that in turn led to work as a freelance writer. It was while he was working on a script for Scooby-Doo, one evening he goes out for a beer with a friend who is an actor with Second City. Have a listen to how this worked.
So I went to graduate school for film, and that segued into some teaching, some other sort of roads and turns, and I eventually became a writer, a freelance writer for a number of years, and that's what eventually got me to Second City, was that writing is a feast or famine sometimes, and at a time of famine, I was offered a part-time job at the Second City, and I thought, oh, that'll be fun.
So you were offered. That's in the passive tense, right? Can we just zero in, like, what actually happened? What were the bits and pieces that actually led to that offer being made to you?
Well, I was writing with a friend of mine on a project, actually on a Scooby-Doo project many years ago, and this friend of mine was also an actor, and he was an actor with the Second City, and we were sitting over a beer one day, and I was, you know, moaning about my poverty, and he said, well, you know, you're a pretty organized guy, and the Second City is looking for stage managers, you know, you should try your hand at that. So I went in, and I interviewed for that job, and didn't hear anything for a while. And then was called one day out of the blue saying, you know what, we need stage managers, come on in. So I came in to be a stage manager for one of our touring companies that tours around North America.
So Klaus was moaning about his career and his poverty, and the friend suggests he apply for a job as a stage manager at Second City. And that's how it starts. He goes through a few roles in Chicago and eventually moves to Toronto and gets promoted to his present role as executive director. Klaus talks about how failure is a valuable part of improv, but it's also valuable in career and life.
You have to embrace failure. It's one of the core values that Second City has. You know, we're an improvisation-based organization, and if we can't fail, we can't create.
Yes.
You know, improvisation fails 9 times out of 10, right? But you have to be in there for the 1 time out of 10 that it works, and you have to embrace and learn from your failure. It's like a relief pitcher in baseball.
Yes.
You know, you get shelled for 12 runs in a third of an inning. You've got to go out there the next night and do it again.
Right on.
So, Mark, what can we learn from Klaus's experience?
I think the key message from his story is that you should never be afraid to fail. Failure so often leads to creativity and new things. You find out what you don't want, like the unreliable income of a freelancer, and that helps clarify what you do want, like steady income. Without trying new things, well, you never get to something that works. Obviously, you don't want to go through life deliberately trying to fail, but you shouldn't be afraid to try new things, even if they don't work out in the end.
So Klaus makes reference to this yes and philosophy of improv. How do you think this can help people do their current jobs better?
Well, Klaus talked about how improv comedy is built upon saying yes to everything. You have to be open-minded enough to try and build on the jokes and direction that your fellow comedians are trying on stage. If you reject what they're trying, well, then the skit falls flat. The same is true for your work. Rather than saying no or rejecting your coworkers' ideas off the bat, better to adopt the yes and approach. So for example, yes, I'll do that, and it'll take this long, or it'll cost that much money. Or, yes, that's a great idea, and we should work together on shaping it into something we can present to management. We shouldn't really use the word but. But's basically a passive-aggressive no. For example, yes, that's a great idea, but it needs some improvement. Completely negating the yes and makes it sound hollow.
That's great advice, Mark. Mark Franklin is Metro Morning's career columnist.